Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back with us again.
Yeah, and Mary, given the success we've had at Olympic level, very interesting story in the Irish Independent this morning. They report that Rowing Ireland has decided to not renew the contract of Antonio Mauro Giovanni, the High Performance Director. The Italian has been in charge for the last two Olympics, where Ireland won four medals. The team for the recent Paris Games had a record seven crews, and they won gold and bronze medals. Now, his achievements as the head of the Ireland programme also included a string of World Championship and European Championship medals. Liam Gorman's report in the Indo says an email to the athletes on Tuesday said that given the changes in the Olympic programme for LA in 2028, which will include beach sprints, Rowing Ireland had decided to go a different direction and thanked Mauro Giovanni for his service. The interim programme lead coach will be Dominic Casey, who has been the very successful Ireland lightweight coach. Now, the squads have been announced for this weekend's Allianz GA Football Interprovincial Series at Croke Park, which will trial rule changes proposed by the Football Review Committee. Lots of interest in it. The Leinster squad is led by Dublin's nine-time All-Ireland winning history makers James McCarthy and Stephen Cluxton, 11 counties represented in the Leinster lineup. Armagh dominate the Ulster ranks. They have nine players included. Connacht squad includes players from both London and New York, led by Mayo's Aidan O'Shea and Galway's Killian McDade. And Kerry's experienced duo, Tadhg Morley and Diarmaid O'Connor, head the Munster squad. Tomorrow night we'll see Connacht face Leinster at 6 o'clock, followed by the meeting of Ulster and Munster at 8 o'clock, and then two more games on Saturday. In soccer, the Women's FAI Cup final takes place on Sunday at Tallaght Stadium, where the holders Athlone Town meet Shelburne. It's the third year in a row for them to meet in the final, with one win apiece. Claire McNamara has been talking to one of the stars of the Athlone team, Laurie Ryan, who's also a Clare intercounty footballer. And given Athlone have just won the league, this could end a perfect year for them.
Yeah, we started with the President's Cup and then we obviously went on a really good league run, and to get back to a cup final in the middle of all that just kind of made it extra special. We always said we wanted to defend our title and do our best to make sure that we didn't give it up easy, so to be back here in the final gives us a great opportunity to do that.
And what's behind this? What's behind this good run, this good form, this history-making wins?
I suppose we've been building for a while. The club have great underage in place and I think it's just all come to fruition this year. Obviously, Kieran coming in gave us a great boost and he's been fantastic, and you could really see the impact he's had on us as players this year. We had a bad start in the league and we still managed to turn it around. So just really looking forward now to finishing out the year strong and having a great day out to kind of round it off.
Obviously yourselves and Shelburne know each other so well at this stage. It'll be the third year in the row that you contest the cup final. So who will have the edge, or how do you get the edge in these kind of games?
Yeah, it's funny, we've played each other 3-4 times this year as well already, so we're well used to playing each other and playing against each other. There's quality sprinkled throughout both teams and I think it'll just be a really good game. Obviously we're hoping at the end of the day that we get the result and bring the cup back to Athlone again, but we know they're a really tough opposition and they have really quality players in there.
And of course, you know, cup final days are different to any other days, aren't they? These kind of occasions take on a life of their own.
Yeah, and obviously here in Tala as well, it's fantastic. Like the crowd, like the last 2 years has been amazing. So really hoping to get a massive crowd behind us again from both teams and fill the stadium. It really adds to the atmosphere and it's probably one of the best occasions I've been part of in sport as well. So it's great.
Yeah, you're no strangers to those big days, whether it's here in Tala or in Croke Park. Of course, you've played an intermediate All-Ireland football final as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I've played two football finals in Croke Park, so unfortunately we didn't get there this year obviously, but just really delighted to have such amazing kind of memories that I'll be able to share with people when I'm older. Yeah, it's great to be involved in those days. They're what you kind of play sport for, and to have so many of them, I'm just so happy to be part of such great teams.
And to be going for the double this year is another exciting element to it, I suppose.
Yeah, we probably never spoke about it because we were just so focused on winning the league. So now this week it's kind of become a reality that we can do that, and we're just glad that we put ourselves in a position to do it. So hopefully we bring our best foot forward at the weekend and really kind of give a performance to finish out the year. And I think everyone's really kind of looking forward. They're more excited, I think, this year than anything.
And there's a lot of reason to be excited. That's Laurie Ryan. Ryan of Athlone. That match is live on RT Radio and Television on Sunday. In rugby, the draw for next year's Women's World Cup takes place this evening in London. Ireland are in the second tier along with Australia, Scotland and Italy. There are four tiers and will be joined by a team from each tier. The four teams in the top tier are England, Canada, New Zealand and France. In hockey, two Ireland international players have joined the Indian club Bengal Tigers ahead of the inaugural Women's Hockey India League. Irish captain Katie Mullen and Roisin Upton will be part of the squad for the franchise team representing Kolkata after being bought via auction. Tennis star Serena Williams has revealed she recently had a cyst on her neck the size of a small grapefruit removed. The 23-time Grand Slam champion, who last played competitively at the US Open in 22, posted a video on her TikTok channel last night which briefly showed the procedure. She confirmed all the tests came back negative. In racing, French Dynamite won the Betfictor Chase at Punchestown, beating Manella Indo into second place. The race favourite Conflated parted company with jockey Jack Kennedy on landing after the first fence. And Thurles' 7-race card for today has been abandoned, but action goes ahead at the Curragh.